Hey everyone, it's MSNBC's Trymaine Lee, host of Into America, a podcast about being Black in America. With the midterm elections quickly approaching, I'm excited to share a special Into America series called The Power of the Black Vote, which takes us to the South and onto the campuses of some of America's most prominent historically Black colleges and universities. I speak with students, community leaders, and government officials to understand the issues that matter to them and how Black people are harnessing the power of democracy to shape America's future on the ballot this November. Follow Into America to hear the entire 5-part series. You can stay right here to listen to a preview of the second episode from North Carolina Central University on the issue of student loan debt.
I am starting my DoorDash shift, deciding which orders that I want to accept. So I'll usually just hit dash now and select how long I want to go. But usually I'll go for about 4 hours.
Camry Anderson is sitting in her well-worn 2010 Honda Accord, parked in a lot next to a Nordstrom Rack in Durham, North Carolina, logged in to start a shift for the food delivery app DoorDash.
So this order right here is $5 for 8.5 miles. So I'm not going to take that. Sometimes it does take a while to get the type of order that you want. I'll like move around sometimes.
Camry waits until a better option pops up on the app.
So we have an order from Maggiano's, $11.75 for 9 miles. That's okay to me. So I'll go ahead and accept that one.
Camry is 25 years old, a few years out of college, and she actually has a full-time job at the Durham Police Department.
And my car mount broke, so I had to put it down here.
But here she is, delivering food as a side hustle.
I do this job on the side to help pay bills or just extra money for whenever I want to do something.
Some of those bills that are looming for Camry starting next year are student loans.
I think I have to pay back $35,000 total.
Camry isn't alone. Student debt has become a crisis that has exploded in recent years. Today, the total student loan debt in this country is more than $1.7 trillion. And over the past 3 decades, the average amount of debt owed by student borrowers has tripled. But Black student borrowers, like Camry, have been hit especially hard. America's vast racial wealth gap means that Black students and their families are more likely to take out loans, and take out loans for bigger amounts than their white counterparts. Black graduates leave college with an average of over $7,000 more in student loans than white graduates. Now, that might not actually sound like that much, but it gets worse quickly. Black grads have a harder time paying that debt off. On average, Black students graduate with 7 times less wealth than white students. And because of the speed at which loan interest accumulates, 4 years after graduating, the gap between what Black and white borrowers owe triples. According to a 2016 study from the Brookings Institute, 4 years after school, white borrowers, on average, will have $28,000 in debt, while Black borrowers owe over $52,000, which leaves people like Camry hustling with second or even third jobs to make ends meet.
I'll go inside and get the order.
As Camry picks up her first order of the day from a local Italian restaurant, she describes her work schedule.
At Durham PD, I work 12-hour shifts, 3 to 4 days out of the week. It just depends on the week. And you usually get 2 weekends off. I work from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
And on her off days, she does DoorDash, usually around 12 hours a week. Camry says it's frustrating to take on these extra shifts, but she feels lucky to have her main job at the police department. And even though she's in debt, Camry doesn't regret getting her degree in criminal justice at North Carolina Central University, one of the state's storied HBCUs.
After taking a forensics course my senior year of high school, it was automatic. Like, I knew I wanted to try to be a crime scene investigator or work with evidence or work in forensics, and you need school to do that.
926.
The customer requested you leave the order at their door. They added the following instructions. Leave at my door.
But this student debt crisis is not just hitting Black graduates hard. It's impacting their families, too. Like many Black families, Camry's couldn't afford the tuition for NC Central straight up.
All I remember really is just someone telling me what to do, like to get certain loans, but I had to learn along the way the different types of loans and grants that you could get, and my mom did help explain those as well.
We sat down and talked with the school to find out how much it would cost each semester.
Dina Fincher, Camry's mother, still remembers those early conversations, and at first Camry took the loans out herself, but then something unexpected happened.
Each year, they said that the tuition was going up.
And Camry couldn't qualify for any more federal loans, so Dina had to step in.
And so I ended up having to get about 5 parent student loans to help her out.
Parent PLUS loans have become increasingly common in recent years and often come with even higher interest rates than normal student loans. And Black parents tend to need them more, especially at HBCUs. According to the Century Foundation, around 6% of Black parents take out Parent PLUS loans, but 20% of Black parents sending their kid to an HBCU rely on the program. The rise in student loans is partly due to the rising cost of tuition. A recent study from Georgetown University found that since 1980, the average price of tuition, fees, and room and board for an undergraduate degree increased over 170%, even after adjusting for inflation. Dina felt she had no choice but to take on some of this debt for Camry.
With my daughter, it was $23,000, a little over $23,000.
But that's not all she owes.
With my own school, it was about $35,000, $36,000.
Dina is still paying off her own student loans. A third of Black parents with loans for their children's education still have student loans themselves, compared to 13% of white parents. In all, Dina owes nearly $60,000. Dina is 52 years old, now divorced, and works as an administrative assistant at a law firm. And like her daughter, she picks up extra work whenever it's available, on average, about 8 hours a week.
I definitely wasn't expecting it to be still owing this much money at my age at all.
Camry is grateful that her mom was willing and able to help. She has friends whose parents couldn't qualify, but it still weighs on her that her mom had to take on this extra debt.
I don't like that part of it because it was my education and my mom had me at the same age that I am now. And she went to school before that. And now I'm almost 26 and she's still paying for school on top of what I had to take out under her name.
Over the last few years, student debt has become a major political issue. It was a big talking point during the 2020 Democratic primaries when then-candidate Joe Biden promised to address the crisis. And then, in late August...
My campaign for president, I made a commitment that would provide student debt relief.
President Biden finally announced his plan.
We will forgive $10,000 in outstanding federal student loans. In addition, students who come from low-income families which allowed them to qualify to receive a Pell Grant, will have their debt reduced $20,000. Both of these targeted actions are for families who need it the most. Working and middle-class people hit especially hard during the pandemic, making under $125,000 a year.
This plan, which is set to go into effect in January, could affect 43 million Americans and completely eliminate debt for 20 million people. And with the economy and inflation top of mind for voters this fall, pundits began to speculate about how this might affect Democrats' momentum ahead of the midterms.
How does this effort to relieve debt play for Democrats this fall, do you think?
It's fantastic. Look, Democrats are delivering with the narrowest margins in the House and the Senate. We have delivered with the American Rescue Plan.
The conservative backlash has been swift. Like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a rising Republican star, who said this on the Hugh Hewitt radio show.
You're going to be having plumbers, people that have their own small businesses, waitresses, they're going to be on the hook to pay the student loan of somebody who got a PhD in gender studies. I mean, give me a break.
But others who remember Biden's campaign promise to cancel all undergraduate federal debt for HBCU students don't think the plan goes far enough.
A lot of people have said this step by the Biden administration is a major deal. Which camp do y'all fall in?
It's cute.
Cute.
I always say, you know, baby steps are steps, but they're baby steps. Now you need to walk.
Student loan debt has become a generation-defining issue, especially for young Black Americans. So we're headed to North Carolina Central University, home of the Sound Machine, to continue our Power of the Black Vote tour.
Oh, I'm definitely going to be looking at all of these platforms. Like, I know a lot of people, when I started to look into the midterms and stuff, and I started to look on their websites, they have a tab now for debt, like how they had a tab before for medical care. Now it's tabs for student debt.
The narrative that's being pushed is that students aren't thinking about these things. And when we're signing these dotted lines, it's the last thing on our mind, but it's very much the very first thing on our minds.
Thanks so much for listening to this special preview. Search for Into America wherever you're listening right now to listen to the full episode, and follow Into America to hear the entire 5-part series.